This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy six Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1 liter flavors and get the seventh free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, the wearing of the green. Oh, Mr. David. Good morning to you, sir.
Top of the morning to you, Mr. Mulligan.
And the best of the afternoon to you, sir.
Okay. Nice shirt.
Thank you, buddy. I got an old
Island
jersey.
You totally won up
me. You got the green?
I thought it was going with green. I got the button-down green. It's a... I don't think I've worn this before. And here you are in your Ireland... football jersey.
Yeah, it's a football jersey.
It's very nice.
Yeah, I had to throw
with an Expos hat.
Well, there you go. I had to throw a little. Well, I mean, you know, we're multinational. I had to throw
the French Canadian St. Patrick's Day version.
I had to do a little base layer underneath, and it was 26 when I left
chilly.
The house this morning.
It's chilly.
What is that?
It's springtime in Chicago.
Yeah, I guess
on Friday, it was summer like.
Yeah.
On Monday, it's back to wintry mix. Yesterday was a disaster weather-wise. Not good running weather, by the way.
Not
That's all I care
weather.
About.
Yeah.
So today, maybe not much better. But it is St. Patrick's Day. You are back, and it is a busy week ahead. All kinds of sports colliding.
Holy cow.
We got for our interest.
Selection Sunday.
Oh, goodness.
We got the Cubs opener tomorrow. We got a host of people coming in.
Hold on.
We're going to be...
Let me go a little bit. Keep talking. I'm filling out my bracket.
There you go. Are you only just filling in your bracket?
I'm filling it. Well, I know. I have my bracket on paper, but now I didn't have the bracket because I couldn't print it out.
Okay.
So I get in here, and obviously we have a blank sheet.
Everyone's already filled
only
out.
One. Yes,
bracket.
Molly, that's what people do.
Nah.
I know you resist this every year. You like to wait.
Slow play it.
You want to wait until Thursday at 11:50.
That's right.
And like before the first tip off.
I don't like to rush it.
You're not even sure about your choice for the play-in game on Tuesday night until Thursday.
The problem is I came into the weekend thinking that there are going to be a lot of SEC teams to keep an eye on.
Yes.
So I should be keeping an eye on them. And I decided, really, before the weekend began, that Florida was playing better than any team in the country.
Mm-hmm.
And then they go ahead and they win the SEC tournament, and everybody agrees.
They're
and
the now, trendy pick.
Now everyone is
They're
picked
the trendy
them.
Pick.
So I'm like, back to the drawing
Molly's
board.
Setting the tone, and the nation is following your
no,
prediction.
No, I'm saying now that they're the trendy pick, I got to reassess.
I agree. I hate that.
When
you're watching the selections show, and all four, I think, of the studio analysts, the experts, are picking the same team, I'm like, come on. Can somebody go out on a limb there?
Yeah.
Can somebody tell us something? I know Florida's playing well. I think it's interesting they have, you know, this chance now to do what they haven't done since the Billy Donovan era. All that stuff is fun. No. Gators go home.
No.
But it is the NCAA tournament, otherwise known as the SEC Invitational.
Auburn looks like has been this
Can't
really tough team
Can't
all
do
year.
It.
Then they lose at the end.
Yeah.
How many teams fall on their face and then rally in the tournament? It can be done.
It can be done. Let's ask Brad Underwood that because if they want to do that. Because they pretty much fell flat in their face in the Big Ten tournament.
Did you watch the Michigan-Wisconsin game?
Yes.
Boy, Michigan came back and won that game.
They have a resilience that is definitely valuable in March. Their coach is very good in close games, Dusty May.
Yes.
And I think he's a guy that makes that team a little dangerous. Not going to lie. Michigan, I feel differently about them now than going into the tournament because going in, they had lost three in a row.
I know.
It's really going to be a lot of fun because there's going to be some team that we don't expect that's going to get there.
I enjoy hearing Rick Pitino talk. I don't know how to feel about him. I'm very flummoxed by the Duke situation.
Well, see, I think we're going to probably overrate and overstate how that injury will affect Duke. And in 2 weeks, it'll probably be a memory.
Right.
And Cooper Flagg, it means so much to that team, but they're good enough to win without him in the first two rounds, I believe, if he doesn't play or if he's compromised. Duke's coming in hot because they've lost one game since Thanksgiving.
Yes. And they did not. But again, they're playing in a league, with all due respect, that North Carolina makes the tournament out of. How? If anyone has watched North Carolina this year,
non-conference scheduling,
you know they do not belong in the NCAA
tournament. Non-conference scheduling. I'm not going to make the argument for them, but Blue Bloods tend to get a little bit of a benefit of the doubt.
David, they have one. Count it. Ready? One quad one win.
I know.
And every team in the Big Ten has more than that.
They're undefeated in quad two.
Every team in the league has more than that.
Blue Bloods always get the benefit of the doubt.
I know, but like that's way more than the benefit. They lost a quad three game at home.
I know, but
here's the thing,
you say that, and everyone will echo that, and nobody disagrees with that, really, outside of Chapel Bill. I think that when you look at North Carolina, you can say all those things and they're valid and all the numbers support it. Watch, they're going to win two games.
No.
They're going to win the play-in game and they're going to win their first round game. Boom. I just have it. It's in writing.
No.
I got them. I think they're going to actually win three games.
No.
One, two. They're going to beat.
You're checking your own picks to determine how many games they're going to win.
Of course I am.
Well, I'm just saying.
It's like everybody else in America.
That is not the...
I got them going. They're going to beat San Diego State. No. Then they're going to beat Ole Miss.
Never.
Then they're going to beat Iowa State. And they're going to play Michigan State.
No.
Boom.
Don't do
boom, boom, boom. Dustin,
they will do
back me here. I'm not Mr. Tar Heel.
I'll tell you right now.
That is how the bracket works. Yes, I will confirm that.
They are not going to make the tournament. I got news for you. There's going to be an emergency meeting. They'll reconsider, and they'll scratch the name.
We're just going to get into the argument. Are those first four games
part of the tournament? Yes, they start tomorrow.
But see, I don't know if they are because you don't have to have your bracket in.
Yeah, you do.
Well, the 11 seeds seem
old
like
old-fashioned people do.
Right? It's I mean, the 14 seeds or whatever.
I will bet you a vanilla latte that North Carolina wins the play-in game.
If I win the bet, can I order a regular coffee?
Yes, you can.
Must I have a vanilla latte? It seems cruel.
I know it does. You guys hate my vanilla lattes. I don't know why.
No one hates your vanilla latte.
But I do think
that... We just don't love it.
Bubba Cunningham's getting a lot of heat.
Yes, he is.
Athletic director at North Carolina he's had a tough year. The coup that brought Bill Belichick to Chapel Hill against his wishes. Now he's the chairman of the committee. You think it'd come with some sort of stature and prestige. He can't get out of there quickly enough. And it's now he's under heat. And I get it.
Ah, gosh. It's so much fun, tournament time. It is so much fun. And I'm really looking forward to it. I do wonder. We've never seen this many teams from a single conference in the tournament ever.
Mm-hmm.
And I found it really interesting. Jay Wright, I believe, asked the question on CBS of the tournament committee members. The president and whoever was with him, and they asked, how did you keep them all from not meeting in the second round? And they admitted they had to do a lot of work and a lot of manipulation to ensure that they weren't all just going to get in the tournament and play each other.
It's like it's a conference tournament.
But
this is a conference tournament.
As a result, they could do tons of damage in this tournament. It's almost unfair to other schools.
It's more evenly dispersed.
Exactly.
The damage and wreckage will be spread out.
Yes.
Yes. But that's the only thing you can do. You don't want to bunch them in the same cluster.
Oh, just have a tournament and allow one team in.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to want that. They just had that. It's called the conference tournament.
I know.
So I don't think that's probably fair.
Florida gets in, the rest of you get lost.
Florida, Tennessee has it. They have a chance.
Tennessee, you love it.
Alabama,
love Tennessee.
I don't love Tennessee.
You love Alabama. You know,
I don't really like many of these SEC teams.
No, you
teams.
Don't. That's
I don't like,
so
and I don't
fun.
Like Auburn.
Yeah,
I don't like
you don't
Auburn.
Like, you don't like the coach.
I don't like the coach.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna lie. The one team that did get in from the SEC that the only time last night watching the selection show, I pumped a fist. You know, I pumped my fist. I'm not a big fist pumper.
Oklahoma.
I did.
When
I pumped
the wind
my fist.
Comes screaming down the plane.
Porter Moser back in the tournament.
That's right. Good for him.
7 years after making magic in Loyola, taking them to San Antonio, Porter Moser is back. Love it.
Yeah.
Love
great.
It.
It's really good.
I don't think they can win.
Good for Porter. Well, they're in that. They're
against
gonna,
the. They're against
the. Face any division opponents.
Well, they're going to play against the best coach in America, the best blanking coach in America, according to Danny Hurley. Connecticut, Oklahoma, the best first round matchup.
What do you think of
maybe not
Connecticut? Generally speaking,
I don't like them.
You like the three-peat?
I don't think they're going to three-peat. They got double-digit losses.
Danny Hurley's got to you a little bit.
Yes, I'm tired of Danny Hurley.
Yeah,
Hurley fatigue.
He's so unruly this year, and he may have been very unruly, but they were winning.
That's a good.
We never bothered with him.
Unruly sounds much more palatable than annoying. But he's been both.
He's just in a foul temperament all the time.
He's been both.
He's the kind of guy that needs to get 10-minute penalties.
Oh.
Not Connor Bedard.
Oh, gosh.
They must confuse him with
We'll get to that.
With Hurley.
That's a very upsetting situation, a developing type of situation that's going on too long. Two games is too long. Connor Bedard getting penalized and reprimanded for being a potty mouth?
It's crazy.
He's a teenager.
I know.
Wash that mouth out with soap. Put him back on the ice. But it does seem like they're picking on him.
Oh, does it?
Is that a provincial point of view?
No, not at all.
It does seem like, what's wrong? What did he say?
What? It doesn't make tons of sense. Nice young man. Leave him alone.
Seems like a very polite young man.
Yeah.
But not to
the officials. But it's open season. Trip him all you want if he says anything.
It's open season on Bedard. You can cross-check him, and there's no penalty. You can abuse him and nothing. But, boy, if he opens his mouth and says,
come on, that was a trip.
That was a trip. Oh, boom.
Yeah, that's crazy.
You called him buddy?
It's just weird. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Back to the tournament, though. Were you surprised that...
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapper jacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Were you surprised in anything about the seeding? Everyone always argues about the seeding.
You know, I really wondered going in if the fact that that Duke won the tournament mm-hmm. without Cooper Flagg was important enough. That I wondered, with Cooper Flagg in question, I mean, whether that you say he's going to play in the tournament or not, were they still the number one overall seed? Mm-hmm. I thought they'd be the number one overall seed because they were the number one team and they didn't lose at all. And then to have that, to instead see a team that lost a couple games and didn't win its tournament as the number one overall seed. I get it. Duke's still a number one seed and they're the second of the number one seeds. But that did give me a little pause. Because one of the thoughts I had was, wow, I wonder if they'll still be a number one overall seed with, because I felt they were, with Flagg in question for the beginning of the tournament.
I almost made a Flagg and Anthem joke, but I will not.
Oh, go please. No. Please, we'd love a Flagg and Anthem.
No, I think the Cooper Flagg.
Capture the flag.
I think the Cooper Flagg
hashtag
is obviously somebody who is as compelling as any player in this tournament. I also think what happens to Cooper Flagg in this tournament potentially, based on the conjecture over the weekend, affects whether or not yep. he's going to come back. That's still in play, which is very unusual because we didn't expect that. Cooper Flagg returning to Duke for year two if they don't win the national title, or for some reason he's not able to contribute because of the injury. Now, that would really ruin a lot of people's hopes and dreams in many NBA cities, several NBA cities.
A lot of teams that have been kind of purposely losing.
Yes. Yes. Okay. A lot of teams that are trying to capture the flag.
Hashtag capture the flag.
There we go. Not the least of which in Chicago. It's something to keep an eye on.
The committee also had already made all their decisions and had done a lot of things before the tournament began. For instance, and I know the Big Ten tournament. Well, the Big Ten tournament
finishes
yeah. with Michigan beating Wisconsin. Wisconsin, correct me if I'm wrong, is a 3 seed. Michigan is what, a 5 seed?
Well, that was the road I was leading you down. Okay. Yes.
Yeah.
That's a travesty. That word gets thrown out every year, Monday after Selection Sunday, usually somebody on the committee. But that is definitely, it's travesty-like that you could watch that game, declare the winner, see Michigan do what it needed to do. And
then 7-footers.
An hour later, find out they are lower seeded than the team they just beat.
That's pretty crazy.
It's stupid.
It was like they decided at halftime it was over.
You guys done? Yeah. Go get a snack because we'll come back, take a shower, then we're going to be on
it
TV.
It wasn't like they were going to put one team in. Made the decision. It was weird.
It was definitely weird.
It was just weird because of the timing of watching the game, seeing the finish, and then finding out the other team was ranked higher.
Now, in contrast to that, there was a reason I feel like if you saw any of the video or of the Illinois reaction and postscript, Brad Underwood was smiling because they got rewarded.
Yeah.
6 seed, pretty good. That's based good. On how they got beat in the tournament. Also, Milwaukee. Milwaukee's a very good venue.
Close to Chicago in particular.
It's a good location for Illini fans. It's not a big trip for the Illini themselves. And
what
I think
about 6 hours from Champaign? What do you think? Five?
No, I don't think. Probably.
Probably.
Depends how fast you drive and what traffic is like. Maybe five.
Maybe four.
Yeah.
Four and a half.
It depends. But I think it's doable. Plus, a lot of fans in Chicago will make the trip up.
Sure. Yeah.
And
especially a lot of fans in the northern suburbs. It's basically 45 minutes.
It's a good commute. Craig Council country. Maybe it's stopped by Whitefish Bay.
There you go. Just to go to the old bull yard there.
Yeah. See,
mess up the park.
Make sure the sign is not defaced any longer.
Leave some Cubs gear.
No, that's just baseball, unfortunately.
That's just baseball. Speaking of the Cubs, I have to tell you,
yesterday
before Selection Sunday, these games they played in Japan that supposedly mean nothing, you watch them and you could lull yourself into thinking they meant something. There was a little atmosphere. Seemed like an intensity. That's actually, now I feel like these exhibition games were the right way to prepare for spring, even though the trip's very long and exhaustive and maybe exhausting. But I like the baseball.
Okay.
And I like seeing Matt Shaw get a two-run single.
Yeah.
With two outs. I'd like to see these things. Gage Workman, another hit. They win yesterday, 4-2. Matthew Boyd looked great.
Yeah.
Cubs looked really good yesterday.
I agree.
Not so much the day before. They were shut out.
Does the whole Ohtani thing get in your way a little bit of getting ready to celebrate?
I'm not celebrating anything except for the broadcast was a lot more compelling than I anticipated.
It just feels like this whole thing is about Ohtani.
The coronation.
That's what.
Yeah.
It is
a coronation. And I thought that was funny.
He is the Beatles.
To hear, he is the Beatles, yeah. One-man band.
Yeah.
And he warned Dave Roberts before they went over there for a promotional thing earlier in the winter that, I'm just telling you, you're going to see pictures and posters and billboards of me everywhere. Yeah.
There's a groupie factor with the entire population of the country.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I know the Cubs travel well, but I don't know that they can.
And yet he still struck out yesterday.
Yeah, it happens.
It happens.
The mighty Casey.
I'm not conceding anything until we see it happen.
I like it.
The Cubs need a split. If they can split with the Dodgers 1-1 in Japan, it can be one of these trips that they look back at as maybe as a bonding experience. Kizuwa. What was the word that Craig Counsell used the other day that we used? We referred to, he wanted this to be a bonding experience, one that brings everyone together and forms a basis of for the entire season long.
Kizuna.
Kizuna.
Which is like a Japanese word for bond.
Kizuna.
Kizuna.
Okay. That's good.
They're set.
Bond.
The Dodgers, they have the best team money can buy. The Cubs have Kizuna. Did you see Tom Ricketts on the broadcast yesterday wearing a helmet in the front row, sitting next to Eddie Vedder in a helmet in the front row because they give helmets to fans because they don't want them to get hit in the head by foul balls?
So they just go along with it and wear helmets?
Yeah. He was drinking a beer and wearing a helmet.
Well, that's really what baseball's all about.
You can drink as many beers as you want because if you fall over, you're protected.
You got a buddy next to you. You're both helmeted up and you can just chat it up.
Helmeted up. What were the White Sox doing naming Sean Burke the opening day starter?
That's a great question. I believe, is that in our pick six? It should be.
Yeah.
Just that question.
That's a tease.
What the hell was that?
Well, what's surprising, that's what we know.
Oh, was it?
It was very surprising.
Yeah.
Done filling out my bracket there.
Does that mean that they're going to be trading him by?
No, he's 25 years old.
Yeah.
He's a third round draft pick.
No,
he's homegrown.
If you're the opening day starter, you are immediately traded.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, it depends on
how well you do.
He's going to be traded next spring.
Okay. Well, I mean, odds are.
Before he signs that long-term contract.
If you're following the plot.
I'm following the plot. The Sox have had their prospects game yesterday.
I saw
the
that.
The breakout game, I believe.
I saw it. I did record it.
Okay.
So I wanted to watch some basketball, and I wanted to watch the selection show.
Yeah.
So I didn't sit in front of the whole game, and I didn't have enough time to do both. So I chose the I felt more relevant.
Yeah.
But that's
basketball.
Something that you can chew over.
The prospect game?
Yeah. I'll go back and see. They had great – I mean
– Fair question.
Noah Schultz. And
yeah.
Hagen Smith
and all that. Fair question.
Yeah.
How do you know the difference between a White Sox prospect game and a White Sox spring training game?
The prospects are better.
Okay. Yes. See, I'm glad
that
you
the
can
trick
say,
question?
You can say that. Yeah, as a Sox fan, I'm glad that you said
why
that.
Why can't you say that?
Because it sounds mean.
No, it doesn't.
If I said it, it would sound meaner.
But no, it's just a statement of fact.
That is the way to tell the difference.
The
prospect team is deeper.
They still lose. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
A lot of good prospects on display. They did a nice job,
Who's
CHSN.
Who's your favorite Montgomery? It's
Braden.
A tough question.
Right now, Braden's pulling ahead.
Are you a little disappointed?
I'm a little disappointed in Colson. I know you were gone.
Your fellow school by legend, who's your school by legend, is Not
He's an Indiana boy.
I didn't take that well last week. I was disappointed in a lot of things. Also, I think because we were led down a path to believe just a day earlier that he was going to be starting an opening day, which I thought was a bit premature too, because he was like 1-for-9, hadn't played in 8 days.
Yes.
But they had left the door wide open for him starting an opening day, and then 24 hours later, it's like, eh, we'll see you in Charlotte.
He'll be back.
But when? No, he won't be back.
That was a back joke.
Yeah, because there's nothing to come back to. He hasn't even arrived.
No.
Can you go back to something before you arrive?
I'll be back.
I want him to debut.
Yeah, he will eventually.
His back intact.
Well, there's the rub.
And maybe they're doing him a favor.
It's another back pun.
You know how hard it is in March when it's chilly here to have your back loosen up.
I do, Sandy.
So if you have back problems, I think the south side of Chicago, probably not the place to be if you're trying to get a loose back. So bring
I'll be back.
I'll be back. Thanks, Arnold.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor super fan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.